Picture 16. Jesus is tortured. Huge crowds followed Jesus. He was kind. He healed the sick and taught God's way. He came to save the lost and sinful people. However, wicked people hated Jesus, especially when he talked to them about their sin. The religious and political leaders of that day did not believe that he was the Son of God. They had him arrested, told lies about him, and had him beaten. Soldiers put a crown of thorns on his head, spat on him, and mocked him. But Jesus did not resist them. He knew this would happen to him. He allowed evil men to hurt and kill him. He knew he had come to die as a sacrifice to God. In this way, he took the punishment for the sins of all people. Picture 17. Jesus is killed. The Lord Jesus was nailed to a wooden cross. The cross was planted upright in the ground, and Jesus hung there until he died. Two criminals were also crucified with Jesus. In those days it was the custom to kill criminals in this cruel way. But Jesus had never done anything wrong. He was innocent, but he became the sacrifice to pay for the sins of all people. All people have sinned, and we deserve to die for our sins. Jesus received the punishment which all of us ought to receive. If we confess our sin because we believe in Jesus, God will forgive us and cleanse us from our sin. He will give us strength to turn from our sin. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Picture 18. The Resurrection. The enemies of Jesus thought that they had destroyed him. After Jesus died on the cross, his friends buried his dead body in a tomb which had been dug out of solid rock. They closed the entrance of the cave with a big stone. The political leaders appointed guards to seal the stone and to guard the tomb. 2 days passed, and on the third day Jesus rose from the dead. When some women came to the grave, they found the stone rolled away and that Jesus had gone. Two angels were there and told them that Jesus was alive. "He is not here. He has risen," they said. When Jesus rose from the dead, he proved that he is God, and he is stronger than Satan and death. Picture 19. Thomas believes. After Jesus rose from the dead, many people saw him. They spoke and even ate with him. Thomas, one of Jesus' friends, could not believe that Jesus really rose from the dead. Thomas said, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." We see in the picture that Jesus came and showed Thomas his wounds. Thomas had no more doubts. He fell down in front of Jesus and said, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet have believed." Some of them spoke to him and even ate with him. Picture 20. The Ascension. For 40 days after Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared to people many times. Then Jesus was ready to go back to his Father in heaven. He had finished the work he came to do. Jesus told his friends to tell everyone this good news. The disciples watched as Jesus left the earth and went up to heaven. Two angels from heaven, in white, appeared and told the disciples that one day Jesus would return from heaven to the earth in the same way they had seen him go. Until that day, Jesus remains in heaven. He is preparing a place for all who believe and obey him. Will you believe and follow Jesus? Are you ready to meet with him? Picture 21, the cross. Let us just sum up why Jesus had to die on the cross. Jesus died to save sinners from the punishment of sin. Remember, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Jesus never sinned, but he died to take away the sin that separates us from God. The cross reminds us that Jesus was the spotless or holy, sinless, pure Lamb of God, sacrificed for us. When we believe in Jesus and repent, that means turn from our sin, our sins are forgiven by God. Jesus makes us God's children. He restores our broken relationship with God. The following pictures will help you understand what it means to be a believer and a follower of Christ. Picture 22, the two roads. Jesus taught that life can be compared with two roads. Everyone, from the day of his or her birth, is on the wide road of sin that leads to destruction by fire in hell. We all have a sinful nature which we have inherited from Adam. But we can decide to turn away from this road and enter the narrow road which leads to God in heaven. If a person believes in Jesus and follows him, he receives everlasting life. He turns out of the wide road and enters into the narrow road which leads to heaven. There is no judgment for sin for those on that narrow way. If you decide to follow Jesus, you can speak to God in prayer like this. God, I confess that I am sinful. I believe that Jesus died on the cross to pay for my sin. Forgive and cleanse me, and make me one of your family. I want to follow Jesus' way of life, and after death, live with you in heaven. Thank you, God. Amen. If you sincerely believe and pray to God like that, you enter the narrow way, which is the way of joy and peace with God.